Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Karen Kerrigan being back on the show. Karen is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and she is the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. You've read her byline in American City Business Journals for a long time. She is so involved in helping small business owners and has been now for a long time. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she and her organization does. When Karen speaks about small business, the other folks listen, and she's our good friend Karen. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So I want you to help me do a report on an update on the overtime, the Department of Labor's overtime exemption increase ruling that you and I reported on ourselves, and I wrote a piece about it. I know you did a lot of coverage on it. This was a horrible idea. It was a horribly structured, and I warned people about it for months, as you did, to get ready for this. This was going to be something that was going to drop on their head, and it was going to create all kinds of problems. I called it Obamacare's little brother.
Yeah.
But apparently a judge in Texas agreed with you and me.
You know, they did. That was on November 22nd, and actually there was a judge in Texas. He granted a nationwide preliminary injunction against the overtime rule,
which was going to take effect December 1st.
It was set to take effect on December 1st, and, you know, which essentially delays it. You know, Jim, what's amazing to me, someone recently showed me a poll that showed that 80% of small business owners didn't even know this was set to take effect.
I polled my audience in September. And they didn't. That most of them didn't know about it. That's the reason I got excited about it, because I was worried this was going to be a major nightmare, because this wasn't a simple, folks, this wasn't some little form you were going to have to fill out. This was essentially you might have to double some people's payroll or completely change the way you paid them. It could have a ripple effect on morale through your company. This was a nightmare they created.
That's right. And Jim, in terms of what you just said, the judge agreed with that.
Yeah.
He basically saying, look, we have to...
I think he read your article. I think he read your article, Karen. I think
that's
what happened.
And we have to grant the injunction because it will have a really massive burden, not only on small businesses, but nonprofits, government organizations, you know, just a whole range of small entities. And
but sadly, Karen, a number of companies, not knowing what was going to happen, had already gone through all the gyrations including increasing the pay of a number of employees. And now some people could say, well, Blasingame, what's wrong with that? It's not that there's something wrong with that, but companies don't increase pay without getting something back.
Right. You know, and Jim, there's a lot of costs involved in terms
of
the quote-unquote paperwork burden that goes along with, you know, working with your payroll companies and, you know, the payroll system and all that. But you're right. I mean, there's a lot of time and energy and money put into this decision already by business owners in terms of how they're going to reconfigure their workplace, you know, what people would actually, they would... You know,
how many managers they were going to actually need from now on.
That's right. How many would move back to an hourly basis?
Yep, which is the morale issue.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the problem with these rules and regulations, Jim. I mean, once they sort of become final, even though they are litigated in the courts and there's these lawsuits, I mean, the costs impact businesses almost immediately.
In the meantime, small business owners caught in the middle, getting the hindmost, and this is an example, Karen, when I talk to my audience about the anti-business policies and rhetoric that's been coming out of Washington for 8 years. This is what I'm talking about.
That's right. That's right. And so this is still, I mean, so what this does, essentially, I mean, the judge said, well, you know, we're going to go into this, we're going to look at it, we're going to come up with a final ruling because we have to dig a little bit deeper into the details to see, you know, even if the Department of Labor, you know, has the authority to set these wages and to, you know, establish.
But don't you think that before it works through the courts and the stay is lifted potentially, that the Trump administration will swat this thing back and just get rid of it?
Yeah, I mean, right now, so the clock is ticking, essentially. The Department of Labor, what they've done is they've come back and they've asked the court, actually a court in Louisiana, to say, look, it, we want them to expedite.
Right.
You know, we want this court to expedite its ruling. That was its appeal.
Right.
So I think that if they have any type of leverage, they want to have that before going into the new Trump administration.
Right.
The Department of Labor.
Hopefully he can knock that back. We're going to take a quick break.
Jim, there's going to be changes to this, and hopefully there'll be some certainty for the long term.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with
us. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.